Good morning and welcome back to your favorite morning program. It is 5:40 in the a.m. And this is a little bit of an unusual situation. Apparently, the comments that I made earlier regarding the stripper situation and the work environment has riled a few people. We've got a phone call. Thanks for calling. Good morning. What can we do for you? What's your name?
Hello, this is Jorge, because I'm a hoe. Hey!
Okay. All right. Good morning. What can we do for you?
I'm just very offended by those remarks you made, Mr. Mila.
I'm sorry, you're upset?
Very upset. I you know, if you saw my body, you would see there's no other profession I could ever be but a stripper.
Okay. You're saying that you have no choice to... You have no choice to be an exotic... You're an exotic dancer?
Honey, when you look as good as I do...
Uh-huh. So...
Just ask Tom.
Huh?
Just ask Tom.
Oh, stop it.
What do you mean, ask Tom?
Oh, brother.
He knows how good I look. Oh, hey, honey. God. Good morning, baby sugar.
Oh, that's nice.
Tom, is there something we need to know?
No, just that you're making all of this up, other than that.
Wow, I think thou dost protest it. Now, how do you know Tom?
Jesus.
How do I know Tom?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing I want to call in about. My boss, he taxes us on everything. The dances, we had to pay a tax on that, a surcharge. And then we had to pay taxes on our drinks.
Right.
Except when Tom comes in, he buys my drink.
Oh,
sure,
brother.
Sure. Now, do you have to pay a stage fee when you go up on the stage? Do you have to pay to dance?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Do you also have to pay the DJ to play the music that you want to hear?
Yes. I pay a surcharge on the songs.
Right. And then you...
And then Tom's favorite is, "It's Raining Men, Hallelujah."
Okay.
I don't get paid enough for this job. Okay. I really don't.
I understand. How long have you... Are you here in the Wausau? Where do you dance? Are you here in the Wausau area?
I really don't. I don't want to lose my job. And
okay. Okay. All right. So,
Tom, I'll take care of you. I know you're stressed.
Yeah.
I know you're stressed. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of you later. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what? How? Okay. I guess the question I have for you then is, the lawsuit that's coming up is saying that it's a hostile work environment, that that they're looking for change. Do you want changes, or do you find that it's a good environment?
Well, for the most part, it's a good environment when we have gentlemen like Tom come in.
Mm-hmm.
And generally it's pretty good, but I just feel like I'm being surcharged too much.
Surcharged. Now, are you wanting to be a exotic dancer all your life? Are you working your way through school?
Who needs school? I make tons of money.
Yeah. Okay. And it's all cash, I suppose?
It's all cash. And I just assume you radio guys make tons of money because, I mean, Tom...
Well, you know what you do. You know what you do when you assume.
Tom makes it rain every time he comes in the car.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he does. All right.
I got to get a better disguise. I really do.
The Groucho Marx glasses don't work,
Danny. Yeah, it doesn't work anymore, yeah.
Honey. Mm. Wow. All right. So, well, listen, what was your name again?
Jorge,
because
I'm a whore. Hey!
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, listen, Jorge, I believe I thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to the program.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's
okay.
Raining men.
All right. Jorge, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a listener to the show. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Bye, Tom Sugar Bitches.
Wow.
Mooches.
All right.
You know the way we know this is not legitimate? There is no legitimate stripper who is up at 5:45 in the morning, right?
Well, it sounds like maybe he or she, whatever that was, may have been up for quite a while.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So let's, while we've got a little bit of time left, that's a whole side of you that we haven't known about,
right,
Tom. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. And nobody else knows about either.
LeBron James. Not until now. Wow. LeBron James.
We're moving on to a different kind of sports now?
Yes. We're going to be talking about basketball. Apparently, LeBron James has opted out of his contract with the Miami Heat.
Is this a unique to the NBA thing? Because Carmelo Anthony has opted out of his contract. In other sports, you don't hear about the players saying, well, I want to go team shopping, which is what these guys are doing.
There are other sports where players will have contracts that they have the option, as opposed to the team having the option to continue the contract. They have the option to opt out. Problem is, LeBron James leaving $42 million on the table. He'll undoubtedly make much more than that if indeed he does go as a free agent somewhere else.
Now, is this a case of, I didn't win the championship, I'm going somewhere else? Is this what this is about?
Well, I think he realizes the Miami Heat window is closing quickly here as far as their guys are getting older. They don't have the money to pay for good bench players. So, yeah, he can probably have a better chance of winning a championship with another team.
All right. All right. So what
it's going to be interesting to see where he goes.
What if Carmelo Anthony and he both get on the same team? Or do you think they're conspiring to come together to make a super team?
I'm not sure there's a team out there that has the salary cap room to have both of them on the same team.
You see, that's one of the problems in the NBA. There are some teams that get locked into these long-term contracts where the players are no good towards the end of the contract, and then they don't have enough room under the salary cap to bring in other guys. That was one of the problems with the Knicks for years. They signed all these veterans who turned out to be stiff.
It's still a problem for the Knicks.
And then they can't bring in good players.
Also, a guy in Miami was watching the World Cup match between the U.S. and Portugal on Sunday. Isn't that the one where, you know, we missed it by that much?
That much.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When Portugal scored the last-minute goal to tie the game, he fell backwards through a second-story window. He landed on an awning, and apparently he's okay.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Since this is being watched worldwide, there are probably lots of this happened while watching the World Cup stories.
Sure.
Shooting the television and stuff like that. Hey, you're not even going to talk about the guy biting the guy in the World Cup game yesterday?
Oh, big deal.
Big deal?
The guy's biting. He's an Italian, right?
No, he's from Uruguay.
Oh, Uruguay. Uruguay. Anyway,
He's facing could be a 2-year suspension.
Well, this is not the first time bitten somebody.
His nickname is the Cannibal.
Yeah. Nice.
It's the third time he's done it.
All right, WSAU, I am Seth. Sugar Britches Tom will be back with more of your favorite morning show after this.
The FDA is approving a device that tells you when you've had enough to eat. The device is called a belt. Sting's in the news. In a new interview, Sting said he won't be leaving his kids any money in his will. Sting's kids said they'd like to sue their dad, but they don't know his last name. This is great. After a tie with Portugal, the U.S. soccer team now faces Germany on Thursday. Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, and if the U.S. team beats Germany, they advance. If they lose, Americans go back to hating soccer again. Right?
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.